Welcome back to the Mythic Giraffe Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ron.
And we are living in a yellow world.
Yeah. You guys live in a yellow world.
Yeah.
It's not like that where I live.
I don't understand it. It didn't used to be this bad.
No. I don't think so. It's definitely been like this for the last, 8 years, though.
Yeah.
It's real bad down there.
The other day I could see it blowing through the air. The pollen is ridiculous, folks.
We were at work on Monday. I don't remember what the heck we were doing. Oh, we were doing drafting. Training on drafting.
Come out and like sludge.
The water running off the street was just yellow sludge.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. This is terrible.
Yeah.
My car looks awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I come home and it's like, oh, there's a little bit of pollen. Look, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's what it's normally supposed to be.
Yeah. This has been maybe the worst year I've had for allergies in a long time. I actually had to break down and take medicine.
Yeah, I started taking medicine again.
Yeah. I got to work 2-3 shifts ago. By like 5 o'clock, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Yeah.
Today, somebody's like, my eyes. I'm like, yeah, you got to put drops in or something.
That was awful. Huh. Yeah.
And the shore's rain a nice place. Were supposed to get the other day that was supposed to wash it away did not come.
No. The poor National Weather Service has been just wrong.
Swinging a miss so much.
Yeah. They keep sending out oh, this storm's coming through and we're sitting at work going...
Yeah.
Clear skies.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Yeah.
It's rough. Well, yeah, they've always been a little hit and miss. I mean, I remember last year we were in Deep Creek. My brother was watching the house and for some reason checked my work email. And I was like, oh gosh, Wakefield, you know, we got this big storm coming through. So I texted him like, hey man, there's going to be winds. It's going to be horrible. Can you get everything on the deck strapped? And he's like, okay. He sent me a picture. It's like blue skies, beautiful. But he strapped my entire deck down just to be a smart aleck.
Good man.
Yeah.
As he should have.
Yes. Yes. So.
That's fun.
Yeah. Found a new tag in Maryland I hate.
Oh, I hate all
the historic assholes.
Yes.
Street rod.
That's a tag?
Yeah. Yeah.
That Why? Sounds made up.
It is. Street rod. Yep. Why? Just why?
I don't know. Your state was weird. As I have to go through inspection every 2 years and you don't, it's ridiculous.
Well, there's people in Del Mar that their neighbor across the street has to go to inspections every 2 years and they don't.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But how much does your tag cost?
I don't know. $3,000.
Yeah, mine's $80.
Yeah, because I saw Maryland's raising theirs this year by $75 or something.
Why?
Yeah.
What is the justification for that?
I don't know where the money's going this year. I don't know. Well, they're buying Waterman mittens or something.
They might have to build a bridge. Well, I did hear they have a bridge to build.
No, that should be on the insurance company of that boat.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay for all of it because apparently there's some law saying they're going to duck out of it.
Oh, yeah, that law from like 1907 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Good old Maryland. Let's keep those ancient laws.
It's not Maryland law. It's actually U.S. law.
Oh, yeah. It's like a maritime.
It's a maritime law. Yeah.
It's right up there, though, with those stupid laws like, oh, you can't put squirrels in your pants for money or something.
I agree with that law, actually.
You don't know. It could be delightful.
It could be, but, you know, what about the squirrel?
Yeah. Get tangled up.
Poor squirrel. I did discover what the internet is for.
Oh, no. Porn?
It's no.
What?
They used to be. Now it's there to tell me all the things that I've been doing wrong my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've discovered a YouTube short. This guy just talks about all the... He always starts out, you're telling me for 40 years I've been doing it.
The red-haired kind of guy with the freckles. Yeah.
So he's been telling me I've been doing everything
wrong. Ain't no way.
Yeah. And then there's been following this YouTuber guy who's an exercise scientist, and he's like, "You've been lifting wrong your entire life." And I started actually doing what he's saying. I'm like, "I've been lifting wrong my entire life."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I saw this crazy thing the other day. This guy had a bar racked on the ground, and he stood like 3 feet in front of it. He arched backward, like did a crab over, landed on his head, grabbed the bar, curled it up, and did like some weird press from there.
That just sounds stupid.
It was totally stupid, but they said it's like a great, I guess it's a wrestling exercise or something. But tell you what, this guy was jacked, so it does something.
Sure. There's an old man. I can only assume he's old. He looks old.
Yeah.
In my gym. This mother effer the other day. Yesterday, he's in there and he's doing inverted pull-ups. What? So he's upside down.
What?
And he's pushing himself up.
Okay.
For funsies. So he's like hanging from a bar and muscling up upside down. Today, for funsies, he's doing one-arm pull-ups.
Oh my gosh.
He's my nemesis.
You should chuck a frisbee. Take a 10-pound plate, just wing it at him.
Man.
God.
This is weird. I don't know if it's because I've been lifting a lot lately. We have 10s and 25s, the big plates. I pick up those 25 plates. I'm like, this is nothing. I don't know if they're really 25 plates or I'm just strong.
Well, I think it's because in your mind, you see that 25, you think it should be a 45.
Yeah, because they're big ones. They're not like the
little
ones.
Yeah, so when you grab it, your mind's like, I'm a man.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
But apparently I've been lifting weights wrong my entire life. Which checks out for pretty much everything I've done in my entire life.
What am I supposed to do?
So.
Hold your breath?
No, shouldn't hold your breath. I'm just going to throw my experience. I learned to lift weights in a firehouse.
Yeah.
But you should never learn anything in the firehouse. It's like rule number
including, but not limited to fighting fire.
Yes. Cooking, lifting weights, fighting fire, treating people kindly. You shouldn't learn any of these things in a firehouse.
But, safe driving.
Safe driving. Hey. Yeah, pretty decent driving record.
Yeah.
Salisbury Fire Department.
Yeah.
We've only had one major accident involving an engine.
Yeah.
In 10 years?
Yeah. No.
And before that, there's only one before that?
Yeah.
Anyways. So, you're in the firehouse, you learn, all right, maximum weight, just push it as hard as you can, right?
Yeah.
So, this guy's
blow out your O-ring.
Right. He's like, no. It's all about the eccentric and all about the stretch. So I've like cut my weight in half on everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just getting much more burn and just feel much more jacked.
Because
you just go further back, get a much more pause and push up. Pushing up is who cares? Like if you're doing bench racks, you push the bar up and you take 2 to 3 seconds to bring it back down all the way to your chest. I'm like, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Doing it wrong my entire life. I can't wait to find out what else I've been doing wrong. Probably learning French wrong this entire time.
Learning French wrong. My daughter is, she has to read the induction speech or the little oath that people say for the Spanish Honor Society.
Oh.
She's like, here, I want to practice with you. I was like, okay. So she's like, repeat after me. And we got done and she's like, you are the whitest person ever speaking Spanish.
Wow, I was just singing your praises like the other day about how you're Spanish.
No. Well, see, also with her, I kind of lean into it a little bit more too. Just because she gives me a hard time because of my hillbilly school.
I mean, you're actually really good at languages. It's one of the 13 things I'm most jealous of you of.
Oh my gosh, right? That, no.
But it's my biggest failing in life that I can't speak another language. We all know this.
Well, it's because we had lazy schools when we were coming up.
I don't even have that excuse. I went to a private school for middle school, and we learned French in fifth grade.
Hmm.
So I don't even have the good excuse.
Why were you in middle school in fifth grade?
That's middle school.
No.
Yeah.
Middle school is 6, 7, 8.
No. Middle school is 5, 7, 8.
Wait, what about 6?
We don't go to 6th grade, man. 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I guess in my school was. So we had kindergarten. Then you had the lower school, which is 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you go to middle school for 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you go to high school.
Yeah. Well, I also went, again, to the small hillbilly school. You had K through 6 and then 7 through 12.
What?
Yeah.
So there were 7th graders with high school seniors?
Yeah.
That just seems like a recipe for disaster. Was it? Exactly. The worst thing about my...
I turned out so normal.
The worst thing about my middle school was it was a college prep academy.
Ooh.
So it had K through 12 in the same school. Different buildings, but same school.
Oh, okay.
So I played baseball. Fifth, sixth, and seventh grade, I played baseball. Seventh grade, I wasn't good enough to make the high school team, but I was good enough to make the JV team one time.
Yeah.
So I'm like a seventh grader taking batting practice against high school kids. Like, these kids are throwing like 80-mile fastballs. I'm like, argh!
Yeah.
Yeah. Because our team wasn't big enough to like field a team. So I had to like actually play JV games against high school kids as a seventh grader.
That doesn't sound fun.
It was not fun. And I don't like baseball.
Nobody likes baseball.
So, no, that's not true. Baseball is the sport that people love or just have no interest in at all. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Delmarva's real happy because some kid's getting called up to the Orioles. And I was like, who the hell's this kid?
Yeah. I don't know. Does Baltimore still have a team?
I don't know. I feel like if you haven't won a championship in 30 years, you shouldn't be allowed to be a team. Like, it's time for you to move on.
You should be like soccer and you get bumped down a league.
Yeah, you get relegated. Yeah, the Orioles should be relegated to minor league ball. Bring up the bananas. Bring up the bananas. Somebody other than the Orioles. Ugh.
This is their year.
Look.
Look, they say that every year.
I have worked in Maryland for 20 years at this point. For 20 years, I have heard, this is the Orioles' year. And every year in August, they're like, God damn Orioles.
Yeah. Well, the Orioles are, from what I remember when I used to watch baseball, was, you know, they're a pre-All-Star game break team.
Yeah, every year.
It's like, after the All-Star break, they're like, whatever, we're done.
Which is why the Phillies are better, because they're the opposite.
Yeah.
The Phillies will suck all spring. Hit July, and they're like, holy, what is this team coming out of?
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
They build up a grudge.
Yeah.
It's like maybe it's like Major League. Maybe they have the little poster, and, you know, every time they win a game, they take something off.
Maybe they do. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy a baseball game. Like, a baseball game live is a fun event.
Yeah. But watching it on TV?
No. I'll listen to it in the background, but I won't watch it. I won't sit down and watch a baseball game. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
It's the second most fun live sport.
Yeah. What would be the first?
Hockey.
See, I thought you were going to say that. I wish I knew anything about hockey. There's a lot of icing. I know that.
There's not that much icing. There's a lot of icing. You're a really bad team.
There was that ginormous 5-on-5 fight.
Sure.
Yeah,
the fighting's not as cool as it used to be. They used to let them actually fight and bring out shivs. Stab at each other.
Hey, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
So the Capitals are still in the playoffs.
Ah, man, you know, this again, I'm a bad person. I was like, this is the year I'm going to get back into hockey. I used to really watch hockey religiously. And I was like, this is the year I'm going to back into hockey. I didn't watch any hockey this year.
Aren't there like 180 games or something?
It's too many.
There's a lot of games.
They screwed up the conferences, and it's hard to keep track of anymore. Mm-hmm. It's annoying.
Well, in places like, I'm sorry, Washington shouldn't be allowed to have a team because they don't have ice.
There's two teams in Florida.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. That's like the Jamaican bobsled team. Doesn't work.
I do like Olympic hockey. That's like my, that's my jam.
Yeah.
I like the Olympics. I feel like I like the Olympics and I like the World Cup as my sporting events.
Yeah. I like the Olympics. My wife hates the Olympics.
Like both sets of the Olympics?
Yeah. She said they don't mean anything. It's like, this shows our dominance over the world.
What do you mean it doesn't mean anything? If you're an Olympic athlete, like, that means something.
No. Not in my wife's eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody came up to me and was like, I'm an Olympic weightlifter. I'm like, that's fucking badass, dude.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't win anything, I still think it's badass.
Yeah, you qualified for the Olympics. That's huge.
Yeah, I think the Olympics are pretty awesome.
That's what I think.
I mean, Winter Olympics are way better than Summer Olympics, but Summer Olympics has beach volleyball.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it also has, like, ping pong.
There's a lot of dumb sports. And that. Yeah. Skateboarding. Ugh.
Oh, that's all. No, I like skateboarding.
Mm-mm. It's not a sport.
It is.
It's not. It's a competition. It's not a sport.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, look, he did a flip just like the other guy did. The same flip. Awesome.
What if there were two people in the pool at the same time and they each had a bat?
Then I'm in.
Yeah. See?
If they had lances, I'm in for that too. God.
Thunderdome.
Thunder, I'm in for this. God,
bring the Thunderdome back.
In for all of these things. I got a random question for you that came up today.
Okay.
As I was working out and the trainer in my workout made this comment. Why? What is with people who like coffee and think coffee is like the most important thing in their lives?
I don't think it's the most important thing in my life, but I like a cup of coffee in the morning.
But, like, people really, like, buy into, like, coffee is, like, can't survive without coffee.
Yeah. Well, there's also these people that have deluded themselves into thinking that Starbucks has good coffee. And it doesn't. Starbucks coffee is ass.
That's fair.
It's bitter. Just no. I don't know. I would much rather have a pot or a cup of Firehouse Tar coffee any day of the week.
As a man who's never drank an entire cup of coffee his entire life, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It tastes like ass.
Well, I put a little cream and sugar in mine.
It smells terrible. It's all bad.
Yeah.
It's either so hot it burns your face, or it's so cold it tastes terrible and bitter.
Oh, no. You don't let it get cold.
So what's the point of this crap?
Keep it warm and drink it.
It's terrible. It smells bad. It tastes bad. You hate it because you have to put cream and sugar in it.
Why
drink this crap?
Look, that's the only little bit of caffeine and sugar I get during the day.
Live caffeine free.
Yeah, I know. It's probably better for me. But I have 2 cups of coffee a day, max. That's it.
I just like hot tea better.
Yeah.
And it's getting to be the end of hot tea season.
Still drink it.
Nah, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'll be that guy. It'll be 100 degrees outside. I'll be drinking a cup of coffee.
I'll drink soup in 100 degrees. I don't drink tea. Hot tea. I'll drink iced tea. And I don't drink sweet tea because sweet tea is an abomination upon God's eyes. It tastes objectively bad.
There's a picture of it now every day in admin.
Oh, I understand there is because of who's the chief now.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
God, he's like a hummingbird.
If I didn't care about my career, I would sneak in there every morning and change it with unsweet tea. Because I think it would be hilarious.
But the problem is, he makes it most mornings.
Yeah, you got to wait till he's done, and then you put a new pitcher in there, and you'd be like,
I'll take pictures of the pitcher, and I'll buy a copy pitcher.
I've already got that same pitcher at home. What are you talking about? I've got this plant already built.
Just have to enact it.
Or what you do is you dilute his sweet tea incrementally so that eventually he's like, and then he's not drinking sweet tea anymore.
Yeah.
The long play. Congratulations, Chief. You're not getting diabetes. I pranked you.
Yeah. God. Maybe I'll start to it like every time he starts making his tea, I'll like blow an air horn or something for like a Pavlovian response.
I mean, I'm waiting for you to put
it'll be like on the fire scene. Merk, I gotta make tea.
I'm waiting for you to like put a alarm clock in his ceiling and, you know, let it go off at random times.
That allegedly happened years ago.
It happened. I didn't say who did it.
What? I'm just going to say that I am in somebody else's office for 2 weeks. And I have somebody's vehicle for 2 weeks. So I may or may not have a bag of googly eyes.
It's a nice big old fish in the back seat.
No, because his dog would eat it.
Yeah, no, you take the fish out when he comes back. It just smells like fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do realize that when he comes back, he is still my boss for 2 more months.
Right. So what you got to do is have him go on vacation right before you get switched over.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I like the plane.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Put like a snakehead fish in there; it'll stay alive the whole time. Attack him when he gets in it.
I feel like I haven't messed with my boss enough.
I wouldn't right now.
Well, he's retiring, so.
Well, I was talking about the one that's filling in currently.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, let's not mess with him.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
No,
because you know I can't mess with my employees anymore.
That's called harassment.
It's harassment, and so I guess I have to mess with my boss.
Yeah, or the lieutenant you relieve and the lieutenant who relieves you.
I can't mess with the lieutenant I relieve. He's already so stupid. Poor kid. I mean, come on.
Or. You do the tricky one, and you mess with the lieutenant on the opposite shift of you.
Oh.
That's the tricky one.
That's the tricky one.
Yeah. And especially, it's going to be a new guy.
Oh, it is going to be a new guy.
Yeah.
Welcome to Station 1, biatch.
Yeah.
Welcome to Station 1, new fish.
Do you guys smelt something?
I mean, Station 1's the last firehouse you can do that kind of stuff.
It is, yeah.
I mean, our current game is we purposely move things that are just out of reach of the cameras just to mess with the deputy chief who keeps looking at the cameras. That's our current game.
That is great.
Yeah. Keeps coming in. He's like, I'm going to catch you guys. And I'm like,
I'm going to catch you guys. Are you Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to catch us? We have a nice conspiracy out there at my station.
Conspiracy against the admin?
Kind of.
Okay.
Just that one particular individual.
Yeah. Well, look, it's probably.
You got to mess with people.
Oh, yeah.
What else are you going to do? You know, we're on a lot of calls.
Yeah. Hey, you got to blow off steam somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't burnt a firehouse down, so I think that's kind of saying something.
Yeah, it is.
We haven't had a fire in a firehouse in a long time. We used to set the old firehouse on fire once a month. I mean.
Yeah. It was good for it. Kept it seasoned. I say the other day I hopped on the medic with a couple of EMTs on B shift, and we went on like 2 or 3 calls. We're like at the ER, we're joking around. They're like, "We've never seen this side of you." I was like, "Well, this is me 20 years ago.
This is me before promotion ruined my life."
Yeah.
Don't you sometimes feel like it that way?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and when I go out and I jump on the ambulance for, you know, a few hours or 8 hours or whatever, it's fun for me. It's not for the people that are on it day in, day out.
Yeah.
So
every time I, you know, intubate somebody, I'm like, you're welcome. You can just thank me now.
Yeah.
You know, say, so, you know, we used to have to fight for this shit. Now I just do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because people like our current chief would be waiting. Like a innovation hawk.
They would be like innovation hawks. Yes. I will forever have over our current chief the day that he showed up on a cardiac arrest and the person was in rigor mortis and he said, Wismer, you go ahead and innovate. And I said, I don't think so. Actually, no, he was going to innovate him. He was like, Wismer, go ahead and start an IV. And I said, which arm? The one that's sticking straight up or the other one that's sticking straight up? And he's like, oh, I didn't even look. I'm like, yeah, we should probably stop doing CPR now.
You're focused on that tube.
Oh, they oh.
God, they don't I can remember a certain, former lieutenant. Daddy got the tube. Mm-hmm. God, you could hear him a mile down the road.
Daddy coming, get the tube. And you would push the patient into the ambulance and he'd be sitting there with laryngoscope in his hand.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
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 Mm. It's good old days.
Yes.
We talk about all the good old days all the time. We're like, yeah, you couldn't do half the shit we do anymore.
No. No.
You could never.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. But the patients got the best care, damn it.
Did they?
They did.
They got the best care we knew how to give them.
Yeah.
Because the science was not caught up to how
dumb we were. The science at the time was barbaric.
Which isn't that awful? Doesn't that bother you a little bit sometimes when you go to sleep?
Yeah.
It still bothers me about Epi.
Yeah.
Stop making me take classes. You know what? You're the boss of EMS. Stop making me take classes that tell me that Epi's bad and then make me keep giving Epi.
Well, tell you what, the next time I have lunch with Tim, you can come with.
Fine. I'll do that.
Okay.
Because he's just as guilty.
Yeah.
Stop. Either let me be ignorant and keep giving my epi. Be ignorant. Or stop telling me that it's bad and make me not do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, for the inside folks, we have rules called protocols that we have to follow. And it takes a few years for the protocols to catch up.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, yes. Well, you ready to move on to topic one?
Yeah, topic one.
All right. This is a nice softball topic. I just Googled.
Oh, God.
Top 10 greatest RPGs of all time. It's been in my head because there's the Fallout show came out.
Yeah. Have you been watching it?
I have not watched it yet. I've heard great things.
I've watched the first, 20 minutes of the first episode. So. It's all good so far.
Here's my first anger, because this was a list of 25
that I came up with. I thought it said Googled the top 10.
Oh. I Googled top 10, but it came up with a list of 25. Number 20 was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
20?
Man, that makes number 20.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's get into number 10, the top 10. Be prepared for this because it's going to make you angry.
Oh, gosh.
Number 10 makes me so angry because it's not an RPG. Dark Souls.
It's not. No. I enjoy the anger that is Dark Souls games. They're not RPGs. They're
not an RPG at all.
They're action self-hate games.
Yeah. They're hatred masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not an RPG.
Yeah, no.
Number 9. Pokemon Red and Blue.
Evidently, Pokemon is a huge gateway RPG for a lot of kids. I've never played a Pokemon.
Fair. I've never played a Pokemon. Pokemans. Yeah.
The Pokemans.
Pokemans. Number 8. Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. Now look, I don't know, you're probably not as much of an Elder Scrolls fan. I love Elder Scrolls, but Morrowind was not the best.
No, I didn't think it was.
No, Skyrim was
the best. I was going to say, wasn't Skyrim better than Morrowind?
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Number 7, and putting this over a Elder Scrolls game is crazy, Fallout New Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But is it New Vegas is the one that everybody loved, wasn't it?
Everybody on the internet but me loves New Vegas.
Yeah.
I think Fallout 3 was better than New Vegas. Personal choice.
Yeah.
And it's way better than number 6, which is Mass Effect 2. Which is
Mass Effect 2?
Giant steaming pile of crap.
Holy crap. Yeah. That game was a slog to get through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, there were maybe a couple of decent storylines in Mass Effect 2, but no. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Terrible. You're telling me Knights of the Republic thanks to the list? Well, you're going to get angry later, so you know, be prepared. Number 5, The Witcher 3. I don't have any say in The Witchers because I've never played any of them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do in it. God, I tried to go back to The Witcher 3 like 6 months ago. Couldn't do it.
This one makes me angry. Final Fantasy VI at number 4.
At 4?
Final Fantasy VI, not even Final Fantasy VII, which is the Final Fantasy that is the one that everybody knows.
Final Fantasy VI was such a good game.
Sure, but Final Fantasy VII is the one everybody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer 6 over 7, but... God. Fair. 6 was the last of the pixel side. Yeah,
it was.
Turn-based.
I think still...
Yeah, 7 is definitely the more popular, the more approachable.
Yeah. This one makes me angry. Number 3 is Diablo 2. I love Diablo. It is not an RPG.
No. It's dungeon crawler.
It's a dungeon crawler. It's not an RPG.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Number 2, I don't argue with. I think it actually should probably be number 1. World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the biggest name. Wait a second. If that's number 2. Oh, number 1's going to anger us, isn't it?
Number 1 angers me because I have never even played it or heard of it until this moment. Number 1 is Chrono Trigger.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
This is number 1.
Chrono Trigger?
Chrono Trigger.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was a Square Enix game. Or at the time, Square Soft.
Sure.
And, yeah, but Square... Wait, whoa. So Baldur's Gate 2 didn't make it?
That's what I was waiting for.
What the fuck?
Baldur's Gate 2 comes in at 11.
What? Oh, eat up. Who wrote this?
This is Den of Geek.
I don't know. Yeah, Den of Geek. Eat my toe.
Ugh. Here's one that makes me mad. Ultima comes in at 23.
What?
Yeah.
You can't, like, you don't have modern RPGs without Ultima.
That is correct. 100%. How can you have a top list of all time and Ultima comes in at 24 or 23? And they picked Ultima 4, which is not the best Ultima, but it's fine.
That's like somebody said, oh yeah, the best part's the car. Well, everything but the tires. No, you don't have a car without the tires.
Their 25th best was Disco Elysium. Never heard of it. Yeah.
I'm not a Disco Elysium fan.
Fire Emblem?
Fire Emblem. That should have been, that should be much higher.
24. What? 22 was Vampire the Masquerade, which I love that game.
Yeah.
But I could see why I didn't read.
You would like Fire Emblem.
I've played one of the Fire Emblems.
Totally tactics.
Yeah, based, it's a tactics.
That's like my wife's favorite game of all time.
21 was Dragon Quest, Journey of the Cursed King.
Oh, that was the 7th one. Or 8th.
8th one.
7 or 8th. Yeah. 8th. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, there was a couple big twists in that one.
19th was Secret of Mana.
Okay.
18th with Earthbound.
I never played Earthbound.
No, either.
17th was like the sequel was like Mother 2 or something weird.
Sure. 17th is Vagrant Story. Never played.
Oh, that was that weird PS1. Yeah. It was fun, but PS1, we thought it was good graphics. It was not.
Persona 5, yeah, that is 100% correct. Yeah. Persona 5 and 16.
5? No. See, over 4 or 3? Oh. Hmm.
Final Fantasy 9 makes it number 15. What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, weird little rat tail boy. I mean, it's a fun game, but no. No.
Deus Ex makes it at 14.
I never played a Deus Ex.
I played Deus Ex. It was it's fine.
Yeah.
13 is Suikoden 2?
Suikoden. Yeah.
Suikoden, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's spelled Suikoden. But yeah, it's pronounced Suikoden, evidently.
And then Planescape Torment rings at number 12. Here's some games that didn't make the list that bother the hell out of me. No Dragon Age.
Yeah.
No MechWarrior Battletech.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Going through my library of games, Dark Messiah didn't make it. You know, Might and Magic.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Let's see. Conan Exiles didn't make it. It's an amazing game.
It is. Is that more of a survival game, though?
Yeah, I mean, but it's got RPG elements. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you're going to put fucking Dark Souls on there.
That is true.
And if you're going to put Dark Souls on there and you don't put Elden Scrolls or Elden Ring, that doesn't make any sense to me. Here's my magic. Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor was an amazing game.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. The Ubisoft, wasn't it?
Was it Ubisoft? I don't know who made it, but it's an amazing. Yeah.
Divinity,
amazing game. Oh, what's the one with the guy and he has the arm shoots out? Oh man,
Bionic Commando. The guy with the arm that shoots out.
Oh man. Man, I can't remember what the name of that game is. We hit a... Oh, EverQuest didn't make the list? Crazy.
What? Yeah, that should
Fable.
Definitely... Fable, oh yeah.
Pillars of Eternity, which is the Baldur's Gate...
Yeah.
You know, prequel, basically. Mm-hmm. Oh, we said Fable already, yeah.
Yeah.
Divinity, Dragon Age, Darkest Dungeon, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Kingdom Hearts? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see it's an RPG.
It's a big RPG.
People love that game.
Yeah.
EVE Online, people love that game.
Yeah.
I just think of Icewind Dale, too. Oh, Icewind Dale.
Yeah.
These games are Neverwinter Nights.
Oh, Neverwinter Nights.
How did Neverwinter Nights not make
that
list?
God, that was so fun. Or even, what, but like King's Quest or Space Quest.
Yeah. King's Quest? Oh my God, King's Quest was amazing.
Yeah.
That, now we're really showing how old we are. Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
Dragon's Lair.
The cartoony... Controlly one.
Mm-hmm, I just can't believe you're gonna pick. First off, you're not putting a Dragon Age gun there. It's crazy. But you're gonna pick Final Fantasy 9 and 6 instead of 7. Come on.
Yeah. Do you think we're gonna get Dragon Age anytime this year, next year?
I don't. Has it even been talked about?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like Project Wolf or something.
Dreadwolf,
there you go.
Yeah. The trailer was released at 2018.
That was like it wasn't a trailer. It was like barely a cinema like clip or something, but
we know
something about it last year.
So the last thing I can see is a full reveal is planned for summer of 2024. I just hope it gets back to doing Dragon Age.
Oh, yeah. Like Dragon Age 2, that was the best.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Inquisition was so bad, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. When your healer can't heal you.
Yeah.
God!
Yeah. But yeah. I just feel like that list
Folks, made me back so to the mad. Really, really old episodes. Yeah, you'll hear rage about Dragon Age Inquisition.
That's true. Oh, Monster Hunter. People love that
game. Yeah, people love that. I tried Bloodborne. I couldn't get into it. I mean, Bloodborne's the same as Dark Souls.
Sure.
I mean, you should put it on there.
But how do you not have Ultima in the top 10? That's insane.
It's probably because it was some 22-year-old writing this while they're sipping their Starbucks. Their Tesla's driving them to work, and they're listening to the rap music.
And Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Look, I get it's a Star Wars game, but it's the best RPG maybe of all time.
I don't know about all time, but it's definitely up there. It deserves top 10.
Definitely. I mean,
top five.
I love World of Warcraft before to what it was.
Yeah.
But KOTOR's better. It's more fun.
Yeah. Well, because was it KOTOR that introduced the whole, like, your path kind of chose, like, your decisions? It's the
first time I remember it.
Yeah.
You know.
First Mass time I Effect remember. 2?
Yeah, Mass Effect 2. Come on.
God.
Man, this list has Chrono Trigger as the top as well.
What? I've never
played this game. What is...
Oh, because you can be the frog with the axe? Flipping.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Man. I've never played it. What? Besides World of Warcraft, what would you put as top one, though? Top of all time.
Golly day. Top of all time. I mean, it would have to be one of those, you know, like an Ultima or a Dragon Quest 1 or, you know, Final Fantasy 1. You know, one of those that, well, no, not Final Fantasy 1. That wasn't great. Final Fantasy 2. That was okay.
What's better, Dragon Age? Like, if you think about RPG, like pure... the experience of an RPG, what's better in your mind? Dragon Age or Final Fantasy?
Like the newer stuff?
let's not say the new Dragon Age. I mean, but just like what an RPG is, I would say Dragon Age was way better than Final Fantasy.
I don't know. Final Fantasy is what got me into RPGs.
Fair.
Oh my god, this list has The Witcher 3 as number one.
What?
And Mass Effect 2 is number two.
What?
They have Baldur's Gate 3 as number three.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with Baldur's Gate being in the top.
Yeah. Skyrim is number six. KOTOR number seven.
I like this list better than...
Yeah, this is Games Radar. Assassin's Creed? No.
That's not an RPG.
No, there's their Disco Elysium. Dragon Age Inquisition, number 12.
Oh, that should be
Dragon's Dogma.
I never really got into Dragon's Dogma.
I played the first one. It's frustrating.
Yeah, there's a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, Phantasy Star Online. Death
Pillars
boy.
In there. Outer Worlds, nah.
I didn't... I know people loved Outer Worlds because it was like a Fallout clone, but meh.
So Forbes has the Baldur's Gate series as number one.
Oh.
The Mass Effect series as number two.
Yeah.
The Elder Scrolls series is number three.
See, now I think you're cheating because you're using by the series.
Yeah, I know.
Because if I'm going to go that rate, if you go by series, it's Elder Scrolls, Baldur's Gate, Dragon Age for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I would go Baldur's Gate, Final Fantasy, probably Dragon Quest.
I mean, I love Baldur's Gate, but like all of the time I've spent in Elder Scrolls games,
it's tough. It's that first person floaty feel I don't like. First person's fine for shooting, but for sword, I didn't like it. I've broken Ron.
This one has Earthbound as number six. So this one has KOTOR is 8.
Okay.
Paper Mario at 9?
Paper Mario, for what it is a fun RPG.
Sure. Elden Ring at 10. Dragon Age Origins at 7.
God.
I feel that.
That game.
Earthbound at 6. Nier Replicant at 5.
Oh, that's just weebs who like scantily clad to be.
Baldur's Gate 2 at 4. Skyrim at 3. Final Fantasy 7 at 2. And Chrono Trigger at 1.
What is with the Chrono Trigger?
I don't know.
I think I vaguely remember playing Chrono Trigger.
I don't remember at all.
Yeah. I'm 80% through my playthrough of the newest Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of hack and slash now. It's more the action RPG, so, but the story's really good, so.
I'm looking for the best boss of all time, and this says Dead Space. I never played Dead Space.
No, neither did I.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like we'll be getting a Dead Space 2 remake either.
No. Sadly.
Yeah.
Happens.
Yeah. Yeah. God, Dragon Age.
Dragon Age.
Was that the first one that had, like, the wheel that you selected from?
I mean, it was in other games before that.
But, like, on a console.
Yeah, it was other games on console that had it, but yeah, this is like, so. It was the first time it was in an RPG, probably.
Yeah. Lots of adult time in Dragon Age.
That's fair.
Was that, like, as you were leaving the town, there was that dog you could have as your companion if you did the right thing?
Oh, I remember that. I just remember healing being important, and then another game where they had Dragon Age where the healing was retarded.
Oh, you have to brew potions.
I have a healer.
Yeah. Well, I guess Baldur's Gate finally, you know, actually took away from that because What's-Her-Face sucks as a healer in the beginning.
She does suck as a healer.
Shadowheart. Yeah.
Shadowheart is terrible as a healer.
Yeah.
She's arguably the worst of the.
If you respec her, she gets a lot better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, ready to move on to topic 2 before you have a stroke?
Yeah. So, when we were kids.
Oh, God.
No. I don't know about you, but I feel like we collected a lot of things as children.
Yeah.
But odd stuff. Like, I had tons of Matchbox cars and Micro Machines.
Micro Machines. I was just thinking about Micro Machines. I had so many of them.
Yeah. What? I mean, did we play with them?
Yeah. You didn't play with the Micro Machines?
Well, I guess I kind of did, but I don't know.
But did, like, I remember the Micro Machine playset?
But it was fine for, like, the little cars. But I remember there was, like, Micro Machine planes. And the wheels were the same size as the plane because they tried that you had to make it roll, I guess.
I don't remember the Micro Machine plane.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely had a ton of Micro Machines.
Did you have a Porsche 911?
I did, actually. I did. I had those, and I had a bunch of Matchboxes when I was young.
Now, was it Matchbox or Hot Wheels?
Isn't it the same thing?
I think it is now, but I don't think it was the same thing when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, I think they were two different things.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't have the answer to that question.
Yeah. So I remember, did you have the big set that was like the city that like unfolded and you had legs that flipped out, and it was like a like an S track that it came down. There was a garage and like a bank that popped out and stuff. And all your cars could carry in it.
That was not that cool.
I wasn't that cool. That's why I had it.
I had my, Star Wars figures. I was a youngin. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Lots of G.I. Joes.
Oh, yeah. Tons of G.I. Joes. Tons. Huh. It was Matchbox Cars that inspired their competitor at the time, Hot Wheels. Matchbox was more realistic, while Hot Wheels was more hot rod and exaggerated. Mattel bought both companies later on.
Hmm. That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
I
had a lot of the He-Man.
My brother and He-Man, I did not.
I remember I had 3 of the 5 Voltron lions.
Man, my neighbors were really into Voltron, and I just didn't watch it.
Voltron didn't know so anything good.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I remember a friend of mine had the other 2 lions. So, like, if we hung out together, we could actually make Voltron.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Did you ever have the Centurions?
Like from Battlestar Galactica?
No. It was this cartoon in the late 80s. It was these guys that had like these exosuits, and they had all these little holes in them, and you could clip different weapons and armor and stuff to them. They're like, there was an underwater guy, and there was a space guy, and a road guy. And they had like, they would like clip into these vehicles.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was like, God, the water guy was Max Ray, and like Ace was the pilot guy. The ground guy had this crazy like tank thing he wore called the Wild Weasel.
I had Mask.
Oh, my Mask.
And I had Starcom. Do you remember those?
Starcom? No.
Yeah. Starcom, like, I think Starcom, they had, like, magnets
in
their boots, and they, like, stuck to, like, their little ships and stuff.
Ooh, that's neat.
Yeah.
The Silver Hawks, I had some of them.
Didn't have those. I had GoBots.
Oh, God, that was always so sad. You're like, oh, Transformers! Oh, it's a GoBot.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Was there a show?
There had to have been a show for the GoBots.
There was. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the GoBots were always smaller, the toys.
You know what I had as a dumb toy? I had a bunch of MASH toys.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Father Mulcahy?
I had like Hawkeye. And
he comes with a big pen.
I remember having Hawkeye and Klinger.
Wow.
I had a MASH tent in my room. Like,
wow. I
didn't
know they made MASH action figures.
I bet those things are worth money now if I had them still. Oh,
they probably would be, yeah.
But yeah, I had the MASH tent. I remember, oh my God, this MASH toy is worth $150.
Oh, you got to find them.
They're gone.
Your mother has them tucked away somewhere.
Yeah. Did you have army men when you were a kid? Little green army men?
Oh, yeah.
I had tons of those things.
Yes. I had a giant tub of them that we had 2 armies. There were green ones and gray ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did you have, there was like the regular size ones, but then there were little minier ones. We had so many of these things. We'd hide them all around the house just to annoy my mother, I think. Be vacuuming. Did you ever melt them?
No.
You never put them through war?
No. They're my toys. I take care of them.
Yeah.
They're precious. Man, I can't find a picture of this tent that I had when I was a kid.
Thundercats?
I miss Thundercats. That was like just a little bit younger than me was Thundercats, I feel like.
See, I was a lonely little man. I had Thundercats.
My brother had a couple Thundercats, but I didn't really like the show.
Oh, the show was so much fun.
It was fine.
Transformers, though. That was the jam.
Transformers was tough. The Transformers movie is still...
It's the 40th anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be released to select theaters.
Huh.
Yeah.
With Eric Idle.
God, such and a good
Orson
song.
Welles. I think that's Orson Welles' like last movie.
One shall stand, one shall fall.
I'm trying to find this mesh tent from when I was a kid. I can't...
Yeah, because if you Google MASH tent, you're going to see an actual MASH tent.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
How old were you when you realized what the theme song to MASH was?
Oh, high school?
Yeah.
Probably?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably when I watched the movie.
Mm.
Which was way late. Probably was probably high school. You know, I realized what the song was about.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Man, damn, can't find this tent. Maybe I just dreamed it up. Maybe I didn't have it when I was a kid. I have vivid memories of having a tent in my bedroom that was...
Your mom made it.
Yeah, maybe. I loved... I was such a weird kid. I liked... Gower Pile, MASH, and F Troop.
Really?
Yeah. I still love MASH. I'll watch MASH right now.
Yeah, it holds up.
It does.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of toy guns?
We had a lot of toy guns when I was a kid.
Yeah. Golly day.
A lot of cap guns. I remember beating my brother almost to death with a cap gun.
Oh my God. but the thing was, growing up in the 80s, you had all these toys with the hyper violent cartoons associated with them. And then our outdoor toys were things like lawn darts.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, Lord of the Flies. God.
It's a shock that any of us lived.
Yeah. Go throw this weighted dart up in the air, high as you can, to see if it'll hit the target. Oh, gosh. And then our playgrounds. How any of us survived a playground?
No. With
Just the most benign of them all. The seesaw. The number of split chins and busted noses.
The crazy hot slide.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they tried to tell us that it was the sun that got it that hot. What it was is, while we were at lunch, the janitor was out there with a propane torch. Golly day.
Yeah, and it was just shards of glass at the bottom. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ready. Yeah. That was the mulch of our day. Yeah. You get halfway down and your shorts would ride up a little bit and your leg would catch on that metal and just and spin you around. Oh, God.
You had shorts as a kid?
Yes. Special. Yeah. No. Well, you went to fancy schools. So you had a uniform.
You did have a uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a kid that went to school in the corduroy shorts.
We had blue slacks and blue polos.
Ooh.
When I was young, when I was in Catholic school.
Nice. Looked like a
and
smurf.
The girls had to wear plaid blue skirts.
Mm.
Do you guess you'd call them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay.
Mm. Monkey bars.
I hate monkey bars. Still hate monkey bars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when's the last time you had to go through a monkey bar?
When was the last time I did a Savage Race?
Yeah. Yeah. Golly day. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, think about it, though. Those things that we collected, got given to us as kids. God, if we had just kept a couple of them. But they were toys. I like to play with toys.
Yeah. That's why I had them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of my G.I. Joes were destroyed.
Oh, yeah. God, and that was always so sad when you would break the thumb off.
Or and then you had
to rubber band the gun to their hand or something.
The rubber band that came through their arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd be playing with them. That would snap and they would just fall apart into five pieces. You're like, mm-hmm. Or they get rusty if you took them in the pool or the tub.
I do remember losing G.I. Joes in the snow one time.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. It was sad. Got it back in the spring.
Oh, okay. Well, see? Circle of life. Yeah. Did you take toys in the bathtub?
No.
Really? Oh, man. We had separate G.I. Joes just for the tub.
Really?
Yeah. And again, it's amazing I didn't drown as a child, because I swear my mother would leave me in the tub for 8 hours at a time.
It's fair.
Yeah. Go soak. I'm going to drink. No, my mom. My mom's never a drinker. So.
Yeah, no, that's. I don't remember that kind of toys in the tub.
Weren't that cool. What kind of toys did you?
Like rubber duckies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stupid tugboats.
Yeah. Oh, God, those little things that you could fill up with water, the little squeezy guys. God, those things were so nasty inside, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's full of mold.
Mm, yeah. Fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah. I gotta find this mash tent.
Folks, I'm gonna get a text tomorrow at 7 a.m. I found it!
There's gotta be somewhere, right? Like,
yeah.
Somebody's got it on eBay. And if I find it, I'm taking it to the firehouse and I'm sleeping in it.
That'd be amazing. God, I will go by the firehouse Tuesday night just to see that.
Well, it's going to take longer to find it than that.
No. Crafty. Get your wife on it. She'll hunt it down. She'll make you one.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But she'd probably find it in 6 minutes. I've already been searching for longer.
Yeah. Can't
find the same thing.
Well, folks, I think we've cast the pod.
We have. Oh, man, I'm yawning so much.
It's the pollen.
It's almost 7 o'clock. It's like bedtime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is for you. Well, no. Yeah. Well, your body's used to it because it's like, oh, it's the fourth day. I have to sleep.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My body's like, it's 6 o'clock, buddy. Let's go.
Sun's getting real low. It's not. No, it is.
The sun's still up.
Yeah.
Well, folks, enjoy your tree induced allergies.
Yes.
Maybe one day we'll have some sun.
Yeah. It's a little sunny here. We got blue sky. But
I just need to warm up for a couple of days.
Yeah. Rinse out your eyes.
Yeah.
Enjoy your pollen.
Enjoy your pollen.
But take care of each other.
And be careful out there.